This is the Wayne Besson Show. I'm scared for my country. I'm alarmed for our future. And I say this without hype or hyperbole. This is a week of political tragedy. It calls into serious question if we are still the United States of America. This week reveals that we are living in a country so fundamentally divided that we are no longer one people. The Republicans have joined a cult and left America, and the sooner we realize this, the sooner we can come to grips with it. I watched the impeachment hearing yesterday, for example. Why are Republicans defending the president rather than the Constitution? Where do they pledge allegiance? Why are they choosing party over patriotism? It's beyond frightening that roughly half this country thinks the role of Republicans in the impeachment hearing is to blindly defend King Donald rather than the nation. I was born in a democracy. I assumed I would die in a democracy. I'm not so sure anymore. Are you? What does the future hold when one of our two political parties no longer believes in the rule of law? When half of Americans appear to support autocracy bordering on fascism? Daniel Goldman, the chief investigator for the House Intelligence Committee, put it succinctly yesterday. President Trump's persistent and continuing effort to coerce a foreign country to help him cheat to win an election is a clear and present danger to our free and fair elections and to our national security. It's pretty clear, isn't it? That's what happened. Those are the facts. The evidence is overwhelming and incontrovertible, and yet Republicans think shredding the Constitution, using foreign help to cheat in elections, and then covering it up through obstruction of justice is okay. Again, roughly half the population agrees. Let that sink in for a moment. Instead of facing reality, Republicans created an alternate reality. They invented a phony narrative designed to muddy the waters and manipulate America's most gullible people. The game plan is to sucker the sheep, and once this bogus narrative is invented out of whole cloth, it's broadcast on Fox News and disseminated on countless right-wing websites. The Republicans also have the Russian propaganda machine repeating their lies to an international audience. In turn, the Republicans repeat the Russian government's lies. They have become Putin's parrots. Again, let that sink in. The Republicans on the Judiciary Committee were shameful and un-American. They screamed, they interrupted, they bullied, and they stonewalled. They perverted their oath of office to defend a man instead of the Constitution. A man instead of the Constitution they swore to uphold. Their arguments were ludicrous. They said the president did nothing wrong because he got caught while the crime was in process and was forced to release the aid to Ukraine. They claimed Trump was exonerated by Ukraine's President Zelensky. I mean, it's laughable to expect Zelensky, who is Trump's hostage, to betray a petty and vindictive president who still has a loaded gun to his country's head. How stupid do the Republicans think the American people are? Well, they do seem to be right about half the population. The Republicans finally argued that Donald Trump was only concerned about corruption, as if his former campaign chairman, national security advisor, and personal lawyer weren't in prison. Or as if his family and cabinet weren't the most corrupt in history. I mean, Trump being concerned about Ukraine corruption is a knee slapper. I mean, it's a sick joke. Later on that same day, the Justice Department's Inspector General released a report that concluded the FBI did nothing wrong in opening up investigations into Trump's campaign. You know, the campaign teeming with shady Russians connected to Putin? Instead of accepting the IG's conclusion, the compromised Attorney General William Barr assailed the result to help his political master, Donald Trump. We have to come to grips with the very dangerous fact we don't have a real Justice Department. No, we don't have one anymore. We have a quisling shill that works for Donald Trump, not the American people. Excluding Trump, Barr may be the most dangerous man in America. He's also a culture warrior and a religious extremist, some would say a nut, with deep animus towards liberals. There can be no doubt Donald Trump is trying to destroy the FBI. During his first 2 years in office, he attacked the FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence agencies 277 times. Because he didn't like the IG report yesterday that decimated his absurd conspiracy theories regarding the FBI, he is now targeting its director, Christopher Wray, who may soon be fired Trump tweeted today, quote, I don't know what the what report current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, was reading, but it sure wasn't the one given to me. With that kind of attitude, he will never be able to fix the FBI. I mean, once again, he's attacking our institutions if they don't agree with him. That is dangerous. That is not normal. Trump, Barr, and much of the GOP are essentially foreign threats who habitually lie and put our national security in imminent danger. It's difficult to accept for those who still love America, but we can no longer afford denial, and we do so at our own peril. We were born in a democracy. Will we die in one? That is the question. I don't know the answer anymore. This is the time to wake up and fight like hell to save our nation. Time is of the essence. The future is now. Do not let it slip away. This is the Wayne Besson Show. You can catch more of the show on WayneBessonShow.com. Until we meet again, have a great day.